Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we have a little situation going in here because we try to shoot a TikTok video every week.
Yay.
And Aaron brings
I
in.
I don't want to blame anyone. I feel bad. It's okay. We'll blame them for you.
We want to talk about when you lend something to a friend.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't go well.
Right?
We call this, I'll never lend to a friend ever again.
Yeah, bastard.
So if you've lent something to a friend and they effed it up.
Yeah.
A car, a guitar.
Yeah.
A tripod.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your stories. 303-222-5423. What happened, Aaron? So we were setting up for our TikTok shoot, and then she's scotch taping her tripod together. What happened?
Yeah, the top part where you, like, put your phone in the mm-hmm. sand was, like, leaning mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was cracked.
Mm-hmm.
It was broken.
Yeah.
Because you lent it out to whom?
To two people. So I don't know which one did it, which is why I'm not blaming.
Two people who work where?
Here.
Here in this building? Here in this room?
One in this room. Technically the little room that's attached
to the
room
over there. Well, that would either be T-Hack. Was it you, T-Hack?
No.
Oh, then it would have to be somebody from the morning show. Who sits in that room?
Schmadil.
What?
Sorry, rhymes with.
Seriously? Or who else?
Or the one that's also connected to this room, but on the other side.
Oh, he's on
that. Oh, that's the mountain. What time does he work? So, Dan Hardy.
Yes. So, Dan Hardy or Schmadil broke
your tripod
you were nice
and
enough
didn't fix it.
Bastards.
Right?
That's rude.
Yeah.
I've done things like that. Have you ever borrowed a friend's car and then, like I borrowed a friend's car.
What?
And I curbed it. Like, just the rim.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Slacker.
Like, I paralleled. It wasn't your car.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry, good.
It was, I don't want to say, but it was.
A nice car?
Yes.
Oh,
it was your kind of car. And it's like, you don't realize, like, I've never had a car. Like, when you have a cheap car, like the rest of us drive, the tires will hit the curb before the rim, but when you have a really nice car and they have the low profile tires on them, the rim actually hits first.
I never noticed that.
Trust me, it's inside the car.
Yeah.
You have no idea how loud, because the concrete on metal sound as you're, like, I'm paralleling the car. I remember I'm, like, right over there where there's a bar as you're going to Sushi Sasa. It's, like, on Central Avenue or whatever. And I'm backing the car in, and I can just hear it go. And I get out, and it's just got the alloy of the rim is just.
Big scar on there, yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
And then I just buffed it as much as I could.
I mean,
I got the concrete shavings,
on,
yes.
Yeah.
And then just gave it back and pretended I didn't.
Oh.
Bastards.
What are you going to,
did they ever bring it up?
No, but they never lent me their car again.
Interesting.
Did you ever speak again?
We did.
Okay.
But it's not. Okay, so this is where we want you to start calling. I know T-Eck has a story, but if you've lent something to a friend or you borrowed something from a friend and it went bad. I know Steve also has a car story that we're going to have to get to. 303-222-5423. You can also text us at 51059. Who's going first? Steve? T-Hack? Hack?
T-Hack, you go.
I'll go. So I went to college freshman year. The biggest hassle for me with moving, it's stupid, but it's all my shoes. So it's like a big Tupperware full of sneakers, you know, so I'm hauling them in. Meet my roommate. Luckily, he's got the exact same thing. We wear the same size. So we make like an agreement, like, hey, I have some shoes you don't have. You have some I don't have. Let's just make it like one big, really huge collection, you know? Dream come true. He was rougher on his shoes. Than
no!
You are so particular about your shoes.
Yes. And I remember walking with him at one point, and he was wearing a pair of my shoes, and he did something where like a piece of the plastic kind of chipped a little bit, and he just grabbed it and ripped it off.
What the heck?
And threw it. He's like, oh, it's broke. Ripped. And I was like,
the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
So I transferred schools.
I can't. Oh, my God. Because when you've lent something to a friend and you see them mistreat, what do you do?
What?
I'm wearing a pair of his shoes at the time.
Walking gingerly like you're on the moon.
Right. But
you should have peeled something off of
That's almost as bad as Dan Hardy and Schmidl.
So let's talk about your nephew.
Yeah, so when he was in high school, it was time for him to get a car, and of course he had no credit, no money, so I went ahead and co-signed a loan and helped him pick out the car. I hadn't seen it in about 2 years when I went back to visit. You cannot trash a vehicle any cigarette burns in the liner of the
it's Steve's car. I mean, he's saying co-sign and stuff, but Steve bought the car.
Yeah.
Made and the payments, basically was lending it to him.
So he could have something to drive. Because he was in a small town far away from everything, so he needed something. And he just trashed a living...
He put how many miles on it in 2 years?
There was like 60-some in 2 years. He averaged 25,000 a year.
Yeah.
Because he was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it was thrashed.
I mean, just cigarette burn everywhere. You could tell that, you know...
They poured, barfed inside.
Stuff. Oh, like, gosh, what an animal.
Well, kind of. And when I went to pick it up to take it away, of course, he didn't bother washing it forever, so it just was caked with crap. It's
disgusting. I would have same Jeep.
Yep.
It's this Jeep?
Yes! He took it. He was like, you can't. I'm not lending it to you anymore.
Yeah, so I took it
back. And then
he
got it back here, and it was just then every other day he had to take it back to Big O for another repair because...
It was so trashed.
He hadn't ever changed the oil. He hadn't ever done the tranny. He hadn't done anything to the car.
And if he would do something wrong with it, I'd be talking to him on the phone, and he would say, like, oh, I had to help, you know, tow someone out of a ditch. And that's all he would say, not telling me that the tow rope swung around and slammed here, and this got destroyed.
Oh, my God.
Just the whole, yeah.
I mean, when you see the car and you look at Steve, you go like, wow, Steve really trashed that. He did it.
Yeah, it was
done.
Because
Steve is not the kind of guy to trash a car.
No.
He just had to take it back.
He's the kind of guy that would leave the plastic on everything.
Correct.
That's true. So if it's a friend, family, or, yeah.
And I mean, I always tell the same one, but the quick version is I lent a guitar to one of my friends. His daughter had a talent show and she won it. And I don't own any bad guitars. So it was like a $3,000 guitar. And she wasn't really going to play it. She just needed a hot looking guitar to mime or whatever. And at the end of her act, she did the whole act or whatever. There's a thing you can do with a guitar. You toss it over your shoulder and it'll go around and come back. But there's a thing that you put on the guitar called strap locks that hold it on. Otherwise, the strap will come off. Well, she didn't know that.
Aww.
So she did the thing and launched the guitar 20 feet in the air. I mean, he brought pieces of my guitar.
Oh, my God. Sorry. That is...
It's my fault. I gave a kid a $3,500.
But still, you were trying to help. Yeah.
$3,500? It was $4,000.
So two things are happening at once. We're trying to figure out if Schmidl or Hardy broke the tripod.
Yes.
And we're listening to your Never Lend to a Friend Again stories. Brendan?
Yes.
Never Lend to a Friend. What happened to you?
Yeah. Hi.
So it's actually not me, but my aunt. What happened was she had a boyfriend that she lent her car to. So it's like a little worse version.
What?
He wrecked the car, like, completely. And he even got a ticket on it. But he acted like nothing happened on it. The ticket went to my aunt, and the repair costs all went to my aunt.
Did he total it? Or was it?
Basically, I don't think it was a total, but it was quite expensive. And this was during her college days. I know for a fact she didn't have money. Yeah, so I think what they did was like just totaled it at the end.
What a bastard.
You know what this reminds me of, though? Another cute story of me borrowing a car. When I was just dating my wife, one day I just borrowed. I was like, can I borrow your car? And so I borrowed it. And then she got the little thing in the mail with my picture, like, cruising super fast at Monaco.
Oops.
She has to pay the ticket.
You're right.
All she had to do was send that picture in and say, that's not me. And they go, oh, okay.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but then
that
she would have to have had...
That scenario happened to me.
And no you didn't have way. To pay it?
No, because it was some guy in my car.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
your
not
car
me.
Wasn't stolen.
Well, it's not me in the seat.
But do they ask you who is it?
No.
There should be a warrant for both of you.
Thank you for the call, man. Let's see. I got to turn VD on here. Candy.
Oh. Hi. Or
yai. Yeah. Yai. You are disguised. Never lend to a friend again. What happened?
Well, I loaned my car out to a friend, and they returned it without putting gas in it. But the one that I wanted to share was when I actually... I was with a guy who was like a friends with benefits situation, and we became good friends, and then he started dating a girl and basically ghosted me, and somehow we reconnected and became friends again, and I asked him if I could loan some money, and he loaned it to me, and I'm not planning on returning.
Good for you.
What about good for?
Heck yeah.
Because you revenge?
Yep. Well played.
That's yeah. He kind of deserves it for ghosting you.
See?
A little.
It was more than ghosting. It was really bad. He did a really bad thing.
Okay.
So, good for you, Candy.
Now we're all on board with it.
Yeah,
we're fine
justified.
With it. Thank you for the call, Candy. Deborah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Never lend to a friend again. What happened?
I used to. I took guitar lessons and I played really well and I played classical and I had all my music in my case in that guitar and a friend of mine had. Was pretty sad because he just lost his girlfriend. You know, she left him. So he used to play, he said, in the band. So I said, I'll let you use my guitar, perk him up, you know? Well, he pawned it because she came back to him, and I guess he wanted a party, so he pawned it. And he told me after the fact that, well, I went to the pawn shop, it was gone. He told me much later.
He pawned your guitar.
It was a Fender classical guitar. And I, at the time, I was playing, you know, Poco, and I was playing, you know, some, like, Little River Band.
Oh, he did the right thing.
He needed to nip that. Thank you for the call, Deborah. That was full on mean, Steve. Thank you for the call. Dave?
Yes.
Yes. Never lend to a... Yeah. Never lend to a friend again. What happened to you?
Okay, so that's actually my brother-in-law. He was living with me. I lent him my car, my personal car. He wrecked it. Okay, so later on down the road, he's doing good. So I decided to co-sign for him. Well, I get the gap insurance, cover my basis, right? Make sure if something happens, I'm covered. Well, down the road, he totals it. Well, go to get the gap. They don't cover it because you got a DWI.
Oh, Dave.
Like after he totals your first car, I'm not at the dealership co-signing. Thank you for the call, man. Let's see. Jan?
Hey.
Never lend to a friend again. What happened?
So we borrowed an old motorhome from a friend to go to Lake Powell in.
Oh, no.
And... Everything was great all the way there, but then on the way back, you know, when you're out of everything and you're tired and hot and sweaty, nasty, we're in Blanding, Utah, and the engine fell out of the bottom of the vehicle.
the dipstick was stuck in the pavement.
What?
I'm not lying. It was like, oing, oing, oing.
But that's not... Do you think it's your fault, though?
That, wait, they gave you a faulty...
That motorhome was gonna...
Yeah. I mean, no, it wasn't, but... Do you
still,
think that the person who owned the motorhome said, hey, that's not your fault?
Nope, no. They were like, you dropped the engine out of my motorhome.
You owe us thousands of dollars.
That's no, don't borrow from a friend.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.